This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 1039 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Wednesday night into Thursday, the rain does begin to fall and we desperately need it. We are the driest autumn to date.
Traditionally, it can take somewhere between 8 to 9 months to come out of a drought like this.
We continue on the Week in Philly, and we got some much-needed rain this week. Boy, did we need it. But we have been dealing with some really dry conditions for quite some time now, and we wanted to get some context on how dry it's been. So we are bringing in AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson. And Bob, how dry has it been overall the last couple of months?
Well, I'm going to put this into perspective, Matt. Since the start of October, prior to the rain that we just recently received, our total rainfall has been roughly one-third of an inch, 0.32 inches to be exact, and that is only 6% of what is considered average over that time span. If you go a little farther back, it's not quite as dire. Since the start of June, we've had about 59% of average rainfall, and if you go all the way back to the start of the year, January 1st of 2024, we've had 86% of historical average amount of rain. So that's not all that bad. The point is that over the past, a month and a half or so, that's when we've been dealing with the exceptionally dry weather, and that's when it's been so dire. Again, only 6% the average amount of rain since the start of October, not counting what we just received.
How unusual is it to have drought conditions this time of year? Because I think this hasn't been talked about a lot, and I am guessing it's because drought conditions don't feel the same when it's not 95 degrees out. So how unusual is it in October, November, heading into December to have this little precipitation?
Well, first off, October historically is a fairly dry month compared to the other months. If you think about it this way, it's a little too late in the season. You'll be dealing with that constant threat of pop-up thunderstorms that you deal with so often during the hot, humid days of summer. At the same time, during October, it's a little too early in the season. We're talking about large-scale storms or cyclones, nor'easters, if you will. So we're kind of in that in-between season where it typically doesn't rain a lot. This year, though, has been extraordinary how dry it has been, even compared to what is already a fairly lower number, a smaller amount of rain than what we would normally see. And there are a number of reasons for that, but the overall weather pattern that we've been dealing with has constantly repeated itself, where the fronts that have come through have not had access to a lot of moisture. Our moisture typically comes up from the Gulf of Mexico or in off the Atlantic Ocean. Whenever we've had a front come through, there's not been that access to the Gulf moisture. It's been more or less shut off and confined to the deep southeastern U.S. Whenever we have had a surge of warm, humid air come up from the south, there have not been any fronts coming through. So we've been kind of out of phase, out of sequence. We haven't been able to put the two together. Moving forward, I see a very different weather pattern here over the next couple of weeks anyway. Not to say we're going into a wet, rainy weather pattern, but a more typical November pattern in that will be at least the chances of rain or precipitation about every 3 to 5 days, and certainly that will help.
the changes in those fronts and those patterns, is that climate change or is that just what's happened this year?
Well, I'd probably like to see a larger sample size before we can attribute it to something such as climate change. You know, it's not as though we've been dealing with droughts each of the last several falls. That has not been the case. If we see something of this repeat itself more often, then we have to start thinking bigger picture, more overall climate versus weather. There's always that fine line between weather versus climate. So that's something to keep in mind. We'll have to monitor these kind of situations as we move forward.
Now, I heard that while it's been dry here, it's not just here. It sounds like we've been seeing a lot of dry conditions around the country.
Actually, most recently, a good part of the country has been dry. That's true. But since the start of October, since it really became bad across the Delaware Valley, it has been exceptionally dry from here northward all the way to southern New England, includes the New York City area, southward toward Baltimore and D.C. as well, and westward out to Pittsburgh and Morgantown, West Virginia. The entire region has been exceptionally dry over the past month and a half. Most recently, we've had dry weather over a good portion of the Midwest, the Great Lakes as well. All that's changing, though, is this weather pattern is evolving, and it's a very different look. It's been very stormy over the past several days out across the West. We've had the first rain of the season all the way down to Los Angeles most recently, with very heavy rain from Northern California through Seattle. And also we've had some rain and snow across the upper Midwest and into the Great Lakes. So things seem to be changing a little bit here once we have now reached mid-November.
And you talked earlier about, you know, the percentages of how much precipitation we've gotten as compared to what we usually get. What would you like to see the next couple of months total precipitation-wise?
Since the start of October, I mentioned percentages, but I didn't necessarily mention total numbers. We are roughly 5 inches, maybe a little more than 5 inches behind where we should be since the start of October. And again, this does not include the most recent rain. So bottom line, we would need several, three, four, five of these type rainstorms to come through to get us back on track. We did not get into this drought overnight. We will not get out of it overnight. It'll take a sequence and series of storms to pull us out of this.
All right, Bob Larson, AccuWeather meteorologist Bob Larson, joining us on The Week in Philly. Thank you very much. And we will have more in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.